USDA's National Ag Statistics Service is still expecting a record corn crop. After forecasting a whopping 13.1 billion bushel crop in August, the much-anticipated September report shows a 2% increase to 13.3 billion bushels. That's a 26% increase from 2006. Yields based on conditions as of September 1st are expected to average 155.8 bushels per acre, up 3 bushels from August and 6.7 bushels from last year. This would be the second highest yield on record behind 2004. Jeff Guider, chief of the NAS Crops Branch, says Mother Nature is to thank for the yield improvement.
Primarily due to some good weather situations in Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, the major corn states, all three of those states are projecting a record yield this month.
According to Guider, yield forecasts are also higher than last month in the southern Great Plains and Delta, as early harvest results are better than anticipated. For much of the northeast and mid-Atlantic states, he says yields are unchanged or lower than August. Lower soybean yields across the central Corn Belt, the Tennessee Valley, and the southeast, Guider says, means a slight decline in the crop's production forecast. The 2.62 billion bushel forecast is down just slightly from the 2.63 billion projected in August, but marks an 18% drop from last year's record high.
It's survey data from our objective yield survey that's indicating that. So there was some dry weather in parts of Indiana and Missouri where the pod count, where we actually go out and count the number of pods in our sample plots, wasn't as high as we've seen in the past.
In contrast, Guider says the cotton crop is looking better than it has in the past. He says yield is now expected to average 811 pounds per harvested acre, up 28 pounds from August. That translates into a 17.8 million bale crop, a 3% increase from last month. Guider says that's largely due to a 15% increase in Texas production.
Texas had some good, hot, dry weather in August when they need it, and the bolls were forming, and they were filling out well. And so Texas is actually looking at a very significant increase in yield, and it resulted in about a 4% increase in yield from last month at the U.S. level.
Guider says this September crop production report provides the best look at the season's crops so far. He says more than 12,000 farmers provided information about their crop prospects, and enumerators made their way through fields to count plants, count pods, measure ears, and measure and weigh cotton bolls.
We are far enough along in the season and in our objective yield surveys where the crop is maturing that we're getting actual weights and actual measurements from the crop instead of using historic averages, and far enough along that farmers can make a pretty good estimate of what their yield is going to be.
That translates into pretty accurate results. In fact, Guider says the September forecast is generally very close to actual production. For corn, for example, the average difference between the forecasted and actual production is about 5.5%. Reporting for USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, I'm Stacia Cudd.